for assistance. Cheeks ballooned out, they blew on the propeller. The red-jacketed band stirred to life. The first musician raised his trumpet, the trombone dipped, the drumstick rose, Leah lowered her clarinet. It had been Brent's idea not to have their instruments rise and fall in unison. The staggered motion gave it a more exciting rhythm. He studied it, pleased. His breathless audience agreed. He grabbed the camera from his pack and put them in the picture. He drilled two pairs of holes in the bass and threaded through two lengths of brass wire. Then he moved one of the picnic tables, climbed up, and secured the whirligig to the top of the metal framework across a corner. "You don't want it?" "It's not for me," he said. He stepped down off the table and admired it. "It's for you. Nobody else comes here. You'll be the only ones who know it's there." "What about when a hurricane come?" Brent hadn't thought of this. "Do you get hurricanes?" "Lots of 'em." "We don't neither." "I ain't scared of 'em. It gonna tear that thing up." Brent scanned the gulf. The sky held no clouds. He thought back to the storm that had appeared out of nowhere and drenched him a few days back. No doubt another would blow in someday with wind strong enough to wreck his handiwork. There was nothing he